In the border of the valley of Allier, this site of height with defensive value near premature populating. The plateau revealed at first archaeological furniture, which goes back up to the first millennium before Christ. At the beginning of the High Middle Age, towards the 4th and the 5th centuries, Ronzières is a rural fortress, and its influence occupies all the southeast extremity of the Cape, isolated by a rampart of ground. It integrated into a network of fortresses of height, well known in Auvergne since the papers of Sidoine Apollinaire and Grégoire of Tours. The human activity stabilizes in the next centuries and continues until the surroundings of the year 1000, as the housing environment searched on the west by the church. The defensive function of the site, which then seems to decline for the benefit of a seigneurial fortress, which appears in Vaudable in the 11th century and which attracts the population. Ronzières possessed two sanctuaries of complementary functions. The first building, dedicated to Saint Jean-Baptiste, had for function to baptize. This ceremony was celebrated until 1789 in a building with a unique nave and flat head. Since then, it has been privatized and it is situated below the headland. The second place of worship is the Church of Height, dedicated to Notre-Dame and to Saint Baudime, who was the companion of Saint Nectaire. The legendary tradition tells us that this evangelist would have brought down a monstrous creature, which terrorized the inhabitants. Symbol of the triumph of the Christian religion over the paganism, this miracle would be at the origin of the construction of a sanctuary at about the 4th century. It was built prior to the current Romanic church, which was reshaped in the course of the centuries. The Romanic head is a gate with arches of the 15th century, sheltered by a hall of the 17th century. The bell tower dates back to the 19th century. It is crowned with a statue of the Virgin in cast iron. Inside, the semicircular apse and the nave of the 11th century were enlarged by side chapels and by a north shoulder in the 12th century. The smooth barrel vault and the dome on trunks are characteristic elements of the Romanesque art from Auvergne. The capitals of the square of the transept and the apse are remarkable for their not-so-classic brushwork shape of baskets, weak relief, simplicity of the motifs for geometrical nature of vegetable. Some people could date it back to the beginning of the 11th century. The north chapel shelters the statue of Notre-Dame of Ronzières, similar to the Romanic Virgins of Majesty of Auvergne. This Virgin, with a polychromatic wooden child, is the fruit of an important worship. The legendary tradition tells that a ploughman, wanting to loosen the stuck clog of one of his oxen, discovered in bushes the statue of the Virgin. We decided then to organize on its honor an annual ceremony, an occasion of a pilgrimage which takes place in September. By bypassing the building, we reach the outdoor altar, then the path, which tumbles down the north hillside up to the famous imprint of the Pied de Bœuf. The most inspired will continue by a maze of paths fossilized up to the sacred source of Saint Baudime.